بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الخلق والمرسلين، سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا وسندنا ومولانا محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. I greet everyone with the most beautiful greeting, the greeting of Islam as well as the greeting of Jannah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has favored us and blessed us once again to be in this beautiful auspicious month of Ramadan, be alive, returning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, finding ourselves who we truly are, subhanallah. Whole year we complain about time, whole year we complain about we don't have time to do such and such an action or such and such of worship, or we can't attain any closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because of time that is so restricted and our lives are so busy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taught us that now you have enough time, now you have ample time, return to me, find yourselves, know who you are. So now we have absolutely no excuse because we know what we are capable of. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. One of the beautiful things of Ramadan is how a person can find themselves, who they truly are, and how close the connection is really to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today, the gems of the Quran, juz number 27, subhanallah, how many jewels we can take out here from this juz. But let us mention one of the beautiful gems that comes from this juz, mashallah. And the first one is in Surah Dhariyat, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the end gives us a beautiful glimpse of what life is about. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speak to us and how we can benefit one another. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَ تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that a reminder, وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَ, verily this reminder, تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, it benefits the believers. So we should continuously, benefit one another by reminding each other about this beautiful deen, about its laws, about these bounties, about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. How many of us through this month has actually gained closeness to him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? You know, why are we actually fasting? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the Quran upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed us the way that we can be successful through the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned to us in the previous juz, Muhammadur Rasulullah. He is the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. الَّذِينَ أَشِدَّاهُ عَلَى الْكُفَّارِ رُحَمَاءُ بَيْنَهُمْ. That subhanallah, those who are with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they are hard against the disbelievers, and they have so much ruhama, so much mercy, and show so much kindness to one another. And this is of the lifestyle of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He lived this with his sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Did we achieve this? Now, mashallah, today Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us that the reminder, this what we are doing, many of us, we know about this already, alhamdulillah. We have heard it, we came across our path in the past already. But Allah says that this reminder is beneficial for you because it keeps you on your toes. Every time it is mentioned, you need to turn back to that path. اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. We beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every day that Allah must keep us on this righteous and steadfast path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the path of which Allah's favors is upon, and not his anger, and not to be amongst the losers as well. And may Allah guide us. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, immediately after the reminder, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us about the essence of life, about why we have been created, what is the reason for us being alive, what is our purpose. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. And you have not been created, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created men and jinn kind, insan, humankind and jinn kind, for what? Illa liya'budun, only to worship Allah. How do we worship Allah? How much did we gain by knowing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Gaining the trust of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Gaining the closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Knowing that if I stand in salah, then Allahu Akbar, I'm standing in front of my maker, my creator, my nourisher, my cherisher, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that is watching me. And what I'm doing, am I doing it correctly and only for his subhanahu wa ta'ala's sake? Now we have no excuse. Who is watching us? Do we really want to impress our family members? How we stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? There's no need. They know us. They know who we are. This is what Allah is trying to teach us. Allahu Akbar. Anybody wants to ask who you truly are? If you are a married man, you ask the wife. If you are Anybody wants to know the wife, you ask the husband. They truly know the inner secrets of one another. But here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that you are only here to worship me. How much did you achieve? By knowing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala intimately. Having that connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When I stand, I taste the sweetness of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is important for us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the very next surah, in Surah Al-Najm, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that مَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ. The connection that we need to have with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it's imperative. It is imperative. We have to have a connection with him. We have to start loving him. But how can we love him? How many of us really read the seerah, the history of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam through this month? How did he fast? How was his lifestyle? How was he with his family? How was he with his kids, with children, with youth? How was he with elderly? How much do we know about this Prophet of ours sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ. He spoke nothing of his own accord. إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيُّ يُوحَىٰ. Only what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed upon the tongue of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Quran or not Quran, whatever he said came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How much connection do we have with him? If we don't have a connection with him, how can we call ourselves Muslim? Allahu Akbar. We need to, you know, the beautiful statement that I've made in the past, and I've heard it from my predecessors, was that if you don't love the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then pretend to love him. Just pretend when you hear about him, try to pretend to say that, oh, I love this man. What a beautiful man he was. How humble he was. How truthful he was. The path that he was on, it is the best path. Just pretend it. And inshallah, Allah will put it in our hearts. That pretend, inshallah, will become a reality. That we will truly love him. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and we should never forget this, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ. That if we claim to say that we love Allah, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was told by Allah, say to them, O Muhammad, فَاتَّبِعُونِي, that they must follow you. They must love you. They must follow your lifestyle. Then يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ, then Allah will only love us. So this is our path. This is what we need to find, inshaAllah ta'ala. And if we do this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive us. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also speaks about the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that you know what, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had many mu'jizat, many miracles that he performed. But one of those were when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam proclaimed that he was the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of his miracles that happened was when the Quraysh did not believe him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And remember who was among them, how sad it was for him, how bad he had to feel at that particular moment in time, that his own family is standing up against him. Abu Lahab was the first one, Allahu Akbar, who said, who are you, Muhammad, what are you telling us on? Cursed are you. And Allah revealed, Tabbat yada Abi Lahab wa tab, that you are the cursed one, oh Abu Lahab. With his wife, subhanallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed immediately a complete surah with regards to that moment. And this is how much Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loved and protected the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And what happened? His miracle was, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, اِقْتَرَبَتِ السَّاعَةَ وَانْشَقَّ الْقَمَرِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this, that the hour has come near and the moon has split in two. And mashallah, scientists today say that if you look at the moon truly and you really look through maybe a telescope, you will find that that moon is exactly split in half. And that was the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taking his tahiyyat finger and he index finger and he pointed it to the moon and it split it in half. And this was one of the miracles that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam proved to them, that he is truly a prophet and a messenger from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how great and honored are we to be a part of this beautiful, beautiful deen and ummah of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then one of our favorite surah in the Quran, which is mentioned in a riwayah, that this is the surah that Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal will recite to us the day when we are in Jannah. May Allah grant us to gather in Jannah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الرحمن. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts this by mercy, meaning that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most merciful. Allah is the first. Allah starts. Then علم القرآن, the speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He subhanahu wa ta'ala taught the Qur'an to who? To Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's taught the Qur'an and recited its verses to us, to the Ummah of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. يَتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِ. Whatever has been revealed to you, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, read it and recite it to others. وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ, and purify them through these verses. ويعلمهم الكتاب and teach them this Quran والحكمة. So the first is Allah. The second, Allah speaks, علم القرآن, about the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speech. And then after that, خلق الإنسان. Then the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah created insan, علمه البيان. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then clarified and made clear and taught the eloquence to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So these four stages are very important. And the beautiful theme of the surah, Allahu Akbar, the verse that will capture us is what? فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَا. Which of the favors of your Lord can you deny? Can we truly look within ourselves, look at our own bodies, look at whatever is surrounding us? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, never, never ever will you be able to count the bounties of Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to understand that we are favored by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To be alive today and to say La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, think فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. How many of our brothers and our brethren and our sisters are doomed? They are on the wrong path and we are on the righteous path. Do we think that we are successful because we say La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? We have a duty. Everybody's got the right and the haqq to hear about this beautiful deen. Let us become du'at. Let us speak to everybody. Use the opportunity. Ya Allah has brought a pandemic in front of us. Now is the time that we can call to people and say that, do you still believe in anybody besides Allah? And subhanAllah, may Allah guide people through this effort and the sacrifice that we will make. Don't be shy about our deen. This is our deen. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's deen. The only deen that will be accepted by Allah. Allah will guide us to say the right words insha'Allah ta'ala, and people will be guided to Islam. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Barakallahu feekum. Wa akhiru da'wana. Huma anil hamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته.